Oh, this first hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And this is the second of our holiday shows. Let's start it out with one of our favorite songs. John Kirkpatrick wrote this as a choir piece. And the Noel Sing We Clear folks put it all together. This is a wonderful, wonderful song. Each verse addresses a different strata of society and says this war thing isn't right. And eventually the Prince of Peace will triumph. Indeed, indeed, indeed. Here we go. Noel Sing We Clear. And the song is called Chariots.
Oh, shepherd, come leave off your piping, come listen, come learn, come hear what I say. For now is the time that has long been forespoken, for now is the time there'll be new tunes to play. For soon there comes one who brings a new music of sweetness and clarity none can compare. So open your heart for heavenly harmony here on this hill. Filling the air with chariots of cherubim chanting, and seraphim singing Hosanna, and a choir of archangels are caroling, calling Hallelujah, Hallelujah, and the angels are trumpeting glory in praise of the Prince of Peace. On yon stable the starlight is shimmering and glimmering and glistening and glowing with glee. In Bethlehem blessed, this baby of bliss will be born here before you, as bold as can be. And you'll be the first to hear the new symphony, songs full of gladness and glory and light. So learn your tunes well and play your pipes proudly, for the Prince of Paradise plays here tonight. With chariots of cherubim chanting and seraphim singing Hosanna, and a choir of archangels are caroling, calling Hallelujah, Hallelujah, all the angels are trumpeting glory in praise of the Prince of Peace. Bring the sheep bleating to this happy meeting to hear how the lamb with the lion shall lie. It's mooing and braying, you'll hear the song saying, the humble and lowly will be the most high. Let the horn of the herdsman be heard up in heaven, for the gates are flung open for all who come near, and the simplest of souls shall sing to infinity. Lift up and listen, and you shall hear the chariots of cherubim chanting, and seraphim singing Hosanna, and the choir of archangels are caroling, calling Hallelujah, Hallelujah, all the angels are trumpeting glory in praise of the Prince of Peace. Charger will thunder for freedom, the gunmaker's furnace will dwindle and die, and muskets and sabers and swords shall be sundered, surrendered to the sound that is sweeping the sky. And the shoes of the mighty shall dance to new measures, and the jackboots of generals shall jangle no more, as sister and brother and father and mother agree with each other the end to all war. With chariots of cherubim chanting and seraphim singing Hosanna, and a choir of archangels are caroling, calling Hallelujah, Hallelujah, all the angels are trumpeting glory in praise of the Prince of Peace. candle can conquer the demons of darkness, as a flame can keep frost from the deepest of the cold. So a song can give hope in the depths of all danger, and a line up your melody store in your soul. So sing your songs well, and sing your songs sweetly, and swear that you're singing it never shall cease, till the clatter of battle and the drums of disaster be drowned in the sound of the pipes of peace, with chariots of cherubim chanting and seraphim singing Hosanna, and a choir of archangels a caroling calling Hallelujah, Hallelujah, the angels are trumpeting glory in praise of the Prince of Peace, with chariots of cherubim chanting and seraphim singing Hosanna, and a choir of archangels a caroling calling Hallelujah, Hallelujah, all the angels are trumpeting, trumpeting glory in praise of the Prince of Peace.
Day. I thought it unusually bright, especially over yonder store, where my ox and my eyes I do keep. I hastened to see, for my all it's dawn. No sooner.
When Jesus brought his light to earth, the stars shone in the east, and wise men journeyed from afar to hail the Prince of Peace. So let us all sing Jesus' name to light the winter's dark, and may his light grow brighter still with each new year we mark. When Moses brought his light to earth, his tribe from bondage led, in desert water from the rock, in wilderness sweet bread. So let us all sing Moses' name to light the winter's dark, and may his light grow brighter still with each new year we mark. When the prophet brought his light to earth, he reconciled his foes. When four clans raised the black stone high upon his holy cloak. So let us praise the prophet's name to light the winter's dark, and may his light grow brighter still with each new year we mark. When the Buddha brought his light to earth, he saw beyond love and hate. He said to end all suffering, each mind must be awake. So let us sing the Buddha's name to light the winter's dark, and may his light grow brighter still with each new year we mark. When the lady brought her light to earth, she took us to her breast. Each fin and feather, hoof and horn, by her were brightly blessed. So let us sing the lady's name to light the winter's dark, and may her light grow brighter still with each new year we mark. When we all brought our light to earth, we made it a better place. We loved and lost, yet loved again, and learned from our mistakes. So let us sing each other's names to light the winter's dark, and may our light brighter still with each new year we mark. So let us sing each other's names to light the winter's dark, and may our light grow brighter still with each new year we mark. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness, an angel this night. Katrina O'Leary, this is from an album called The Wexford Carols. It's a pretty cool album. It's got Roseanne Cash on here and Tom Jones and John Smith, the great songwriter from the Mountain State, and just some really nice stuff. We also heard Tell Shepherd's from this album, and we heard Heidi Muller from her wonderful, wonderful winter album, along with her partner Bob Webb. And we heard that great dulcimer cut, Winter's Turning is what it's called. And it's wonderful stuff on these. I love digging up these holiday albums because we don't hear them very often. We don't get a chance to play them, of course, but once a year. And that's kind of what we do. Alrighty, well, we have to take a little bit of a break. Yes, we do. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We're going to be back just for lots more music. We might not even identify them on this show. Remember, the playlists are available at nwpr.org. We're coming right back. Hang on now.
You're listening to Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7. A listener-supported service of the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication at Washington State University. This station is operated in cooperation with the University of Idaho School of Journalism and Mass Media.
It'll be cloudy with a chance of rain or snow or a mix of both. A high in Pullman of 34, Lewiston 40. This evening, a chance of rain or snow, lows in the upper 20s, and pretty much the same tomorrow. A couple of inches of snow is possible with highs in Moscow 33, Clarkston 40.
Oh, Mr. Edward Gerhart there doing Came Upon a Midnight Clear, all these guitar albums, all these holiday albums. I'm thinking of putting out a holiday album myself. Actually, well, we haven't played this one in a couple of years. Tony Trischka with Charles Osgood doing the narration. This is kind of a neat little thing. It goes like this.
Back around the turn of the century, a man named John Douglas wrote a story called Banjo Cheer. These are his words. Christmas seems to be a good and appropriate time to discourse on banjo cheer. For of all the instruments, the banjo is par excellence the one most strikingly adapted to moments of comfortable joviality. Happy is he who, with the magic light of the open fire shining on his face and the cracking of nuts sounding in his ears, can nurse his old Joe and draw from its strings the lovely strains of Annie Laurie. Talking about banjo cheer, my biggest experience of it happened some 15 years ago in Northwest Canada, a few miles above Medicine Hat. As a solitary homesteader with only a horse for company and the nearest neighbor 9 miles away, I set out one Christmas Eve to visit the homestead of a friend some good distance across the snow-blanketed prairie. My horse had unfortunately gone lame, so I had perforce to walk, a decidedly foolish thing to do in the far northwest in the dead of winter, with the skies portending snow. I had not traveled more than 5 miles when the wind began to rise. The thermometer stood no doubt at about 9 below zero, and it was destined to go lower before the morning. Soon snow began to fall, and near my journey's end, I found myself in as blinding a blizzard as ever struck the land. I felt the piercing cold all the more keenly on account of the storming wind, and I became afraid that I would never see the end of my trip. I staggered blindly forward in what I thought the right direction, but at the end of an hour, I had to acknowledge that I was hopelessly lost. What with the darkness, the raging blizzard, and the stinging cold, I began to feel stupid and tired. I had begun to long to take a rest that I knew would be dangerous to me when I suddenly ran headfirst into what was clearly a straw stack. I was very thankful for this piece of luck, for I could burrow into the stack to windward and thus save my precious life. The stack might be only 50 yards away from some settler's cabin, or it might be half a mile away, for straw stacks are left wherever the threshing is done. I knew better than to go wandering in search of something I could not see, and it was not long before I had burrowed into the huge pile of straw 8 feet or more. Sheltered completely from the wind, I lay and listened to the raging of the storm without. By kicking my feet together and beating my hands vigorously, I managed to keep from actually becoming frozen. But towards morning, I must have slept. I dreamt I was at home with my old banjo on my knee. And somehow it seemed to be playing itself in a light, ethereal tone. Then I became aware of something pricking my face. It was the straw. I opened my eyes and saw that the sun was shining brightly outside the stack. And yes, but no, I must still be dreaming. Was that a real banjo I heard? Faintly, to be sure, but a banjo, nevertheless, it must be. I scrambled out of the stack, and there, but a few yards away, stood a sod shanty and a stable, and sure enough, as I stumbled forward through snowdrifts, coming faintly to my ears, I heard the dear old melody of Come All Ye Faithful, and on a banjo, a good old banjo, a real one. Truly, banjo cheer par excellence. Yes, perhaps you can get good cheer out of other mediums, but for banjoists, the banjo every time. And so saying, I wish everyone a right merry Christmas.
is out from a terrible storm, but my light still shines. Santa's spinning, Rudolph's grinning. Listen to my generator whine. My neighbors put up a pretty good front, but I know they ended me. I see them peeping through a crack in their living room blinds at my 50 kilowatt tree.
50 kilowatt tree.
I'm out of my way.
50 kilowatt tree.
I'll pass New Year's Day.
50 kilowatt tree.
I'm not
and stare. I strap a Santa Claus on my roof. Plastic candy canes and reindeer everywhere.
I'm stringing up decorations. It's draining the power stations. Fake icicle light formations imported from third world nations. I'm stringing up decorations. I'm freaking out fire stations. I'm pumping out radiation. My neighbors are out of patience.
Hey, pal, come on, knock it off. It's 3 a.m.
Gotta keep those yuletide decorations up all winter. God appreciates my plugged-in tribute to the Savior. God would love it if I could keep them up till well past Easter.
A major station, three wise men's destination, nutcrackers in full claymation, there's a drama boy animation.
Ba-la-la-la-la, ba-la-la-la, ba-la-la-la-la.
In the kitchen cooking, children up there asleep. I'm gonna take down these here stockings, make my midnight creep. Cause Mrs. Claus wants some loving.
Mrs. Claus wants some loving.
Mrs. Claus wants
something real pretty under that Christmas tree. But I ain't had no loving all week, and it's a worrying me. Mrs. Claus wants some loving. He can't seem to find the pliers. I'm gonna keep the key to his toolbox till that North Pole catches fire. 'Cause Mrs. Claus wants some loving.
Mrs. Claus wants some loving.
I said Mrs. Claus wants some loving.
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 Hey Santa, you listening to me? I got something to say to you. Grant, I don't want no turkey. And I don't care nothing about no cake. I've had quite enough food. Santa, you know what I'm talking about. I just want you to give me some. Give me some of that love. Come on, Santa, we don't have a lot of time. Give me some for those children waiting. Christmas is for the kids, and I sure want them to be pleased. But I wanna open my present before you get to leave. 'Cause Mrs. Claus wants some loving.
Mrs. Claus wants some loving.
I said Mrs. Claus wants some loving.
Mrs. Claus wants some loving.
Hey, Santa, Santa, jolly old sentiment. Jolly old sentiment, come over here, jolly old sentiment. Look what I have for you. It's a whole plate of brown sugar.
Woody Phillips there from his Toolbox Christmas. We like to play that. We actually like to play that a lot because it is so funny. It's so good. Just took a lot of different tools, beat on them, pipes, and then bandsaws and crosscut saws and all kinds of different things and blocks and everything and put them all together and sampled them, and that's what he came up with, Woody Phillips. I think he did the same thing with kitchen appliances and classical music and that kind of thing. Oh, indeed, indeed, indeed. Well, we're winding up the first hour. We had Rhianna Giddens there with Katrina O'Leary from the Wexford Carol album, When Christmas Comes. And we had, Christmas decorations. We had the Bobs doing the 50 kilowatt tree. Mrs. Claus Needs Some Lovin'. Rasta Reindeer, Little St. Nick. And if you want to know more about all this show, you look it up on the playlist. Playlists are posted like on Tuesday or right in there. Playlist at nwpr.org. Amanda Cully helping out and doing all kinds of cool stuff and working real hard because we have stacks and stacks and stacks we go through. And we really appreciate that. All righty. We're going to be back for another hour. You just hang on because we're coming back. You just hold your horses. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University.
It's 11:59, and the music will continue with Inland Folk and Dan Moir in this next hour. Stay with us. Support is provided by Walla Walla's Giza Powerhouse Theater, welcoming singer-songwriter Judy Collins, whose decades-long career includes Send in the Clowns and a new album release, Strangers Again. The concert will be February 12th at 7. Details and tickets at phtww.com. By the way, Inland Folk's playlists and archives can be found at nwpr.org.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from Backcountry Lark, locally owned Patagonia outdoor clothing, yoga gear, and fly shop, located between the theaters in downtown Moscow, offering holiday gifts including gear for four-legged friends. Open Monday through Saturday. Online shop at backcountrylark.com. Updates on Facebook.